Well, people who live in London with any measure of cultural capital have probably heard that tickets go on sale tomorrow for a concert billed as the music event of the summer. In July, the Rolling Stones will play Hyde Park for the first time since 1969. As NPR's Philip Reeves reports, the band's last concert there turned out to be a defining moment in musical history.
Those there on that day in Hyde Park for that gig on July the 5th, 1969, won't ever forget it. Mick Jagger hasn't.
It was a kind of strange, you know, it was a free concert. Brian Jones, who was a founding member of the band, had very recently died.
Brian Jones died just 2 days earlier. Jones was a brilliant musician, undone by drugs and alcohol. A few weeks before, he and the Stones had parted company. Stones superstar Keith Richards says the band felt they should go ahead with that concert despite Jones's death.
It was like, well, we got to go on. I mean, all these people are coming. It's one of those old showbiz things. The show must go on.
Hyde Park was swamped as never before. A quarter of a million people gathered there, drenched by sunshine and marijuana smoke.
It was actually the sort of high water mark of the hippie sensibility, because it really was love and peace.
Philip Norman has written highly acclaimed books about the Stones, including a new biography of Jagger. He was in London that day.
There was a sense, yes, of doing a quasi-religious gathering in memory of Brian Jones, who still had a huge fan base, but it quickly turned into a showcase for Mick Jagger.
Jagger transfixed the crowd the moment he walked out. Philip Norman again.
Mick was wearing this extraordinary white fluffy garment which looked like a little girl's party dress. It actually was a suit. It had really been made for Sammy Davis Jr. and Mick had borrowed it.
Jagger began by remembering Jones.
OK, now listen. Now will you just cool it just for a minute? Because I really would like to say something for Brian.
Despite interruptions, Jagger persisted.
Just before we start, and I really hope, if you do, I really appreciate it if Brian could just say a few words what I think I feel about Brian, and I'm sure you do, and what we feel about him just going when we didn't expect him to, OK?
Those few words were from Adonais by Percy Bysshe Shelley.
Peace, peace. He is not dead. He does not sleep. He has awakened from the dreams of life.
Lots of white butterflies were released at the end of the poem. They'd been kept in these cardboard cartons and many of them had died. Not many actually made it to flutter away. And there'd been long negotiations with the local authority that these had not got to be male butterflies. They had to be female butterflies because males would devastate the gardens around.
We decay like corpses in the charnel. Fear and grief convulse us and consume us day by day, and cold hopes swarm like worms within our living clay.
Then the Stones played one of Jones's favourites and returned to doing what the Stones do.
It was difficult because, I mean, you're a band and it's the first go-round with a new guy. On top of that, it's one of the biggest shows you've ever done. You make the sign of the cross and keep your fingers crossed, you know, and hope for the best.
Keith Richards later said they played abysmally that day. They were adjusting to their new guitarist, Mick Taylor. This July's Hyde Park concert by the Stones will be different. This time we must pay for tickets. Crowd numbers are restricted to 65,000. But don't rule out the return of that white dress. Mick Jagger hasn't.
I tend to choose my dresses at the last minute, so I don't know what I'm going to do about that. I can still get into it.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.